Hello.
Hi, this is Abigail calling from Family First Care. I
Hi.
see someone called earlier and you were in touch with Jasmine. Is that you?
Yes.
Okay, hi, how are you?
I'm
I'm speaking
good,
with Amanda, correct?
Yes.
Okay, hi. So I just wanted to run through the enrollment process with you for a bit, and then you can just let me know if you have any questions, and we can take it from there, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so firstly, the process usually does take a couple of weeks because the patient needs to get approved from the county and the state.
Okay.
So the company that the state uses is Maximus. I don't know if you ever heard of them.
No.
So they will have two assessments with the patient to see if they're physically eligible, and they will need a doctor's form. And then once that is done, we have the county requires financial paperwork, which you'll have to send in. So it does usually take about 6 weeks, like I said. But if we're able to get in touch with the point of contact on the patient's end and the county responds to us efficiently, then it shouldn't take too long.
Well, I explained to Jasmine, there's no rush because he still needs to go through rehab because he was amputated all four limbs and he also has a trach in. So he needs to go through long-term rehab at this moment. My question was to Jasmine is that what steps do I have to take so when that time actually comes, he's ready?
So like this is exactly what we'll do. We'll get him enrolled for the services, and as soon as he's discharged, we can start with getting a caregiver. Do you have a caregiver that you want for him?
At this moment, I'm still looking within a family member.
Mm-hmm.
But it can either be my sister or my mother at this point.
Okay. So you can let us know about that later on. But so now we would just have to apply, and then once he is approved, then we should be fine to start the services whenever he's ready.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
Okay. Fine.
Okay.
So I also just, I like to confirm before we start with anything, just to be sure that it looks like the patient will be approved. He's not making more than $2,900 a month, correct?
No.
And does he own a home or a car?
He owns a car.
Okay. Is it under his name?
It is under his name, yes.
Yeah. Do you know if this car is over $8,000?
No. No, it's like 2003 and 2015 car.
Okay, that should be fine. Does he have any other assets for over $8,000?
No, he does not.
Anything in the bank, anything, any savings?
No savings, no.
Okay. Just a second. Okay, and you're his wife, correct?
I am, yeah.
Does he live with any minors at the moment or when he's home?
Two of our children.
Okay. Can you please provide me with the children's names and ages?
Yeah, so my son is named Jaden, J-A-I-D-E-N, Saez, S-A-E-Z, and
sorry, what was, oh yeah, S-A-E-Z. Okay, yeah, if you could provide me with the birth dates. The reason why I'm asking for this is because When a patient is living with minors, the county won't ask for the financial documents. I don't know why. You're lucky in a way for this. Like, you won't have to collect all that financial paperwork. So I just have to send in a letter stating who the children are, and then they will hopefully just let you go without sending any other paperwork.
Okay. And what else information you need from my son? I'm sorry.
Just the name and birth date.
Okay. So his name is Jaden Saez. Birthday is 2/20/16.
Okay. And you said there's four children, correct?
Two. And then I have a daughter.
Two. Okay.
I have a daughter named Eliana, which is E-L-I-A-N-N-A. Same last name.
Okay.
And her birthday is 9/13/19.
Okay. Fine. That's great. So now the first step in the application is to schedule this assessment with the broker by Maximus. So I'll give you the number. And if you want, I could also transfer you over now, but they do, are you with the patient right now at the moment?
I'm not, no, but I think I have the broker. Is it the 877-550?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Does he give it to you?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, when you call, the patient does have to be on the phone just to say, is he able to speak on the phone?
Well, if it's virtually, yes, but he has a trach in his neck, so he won't be able to. He can mouth whatever he's going to say, but you won't be able to hear his voice.
Okay, so I would suggest to call with him there. You could just, you'll tell them that he can't speak on the phone.
Okay.
Because usually they like to have the patient on the phone, but I'm sure you'll be able to.
Yeah.
To do it without that.
Okay.
And then just one more thing. By this assessment that you schedule, they will give you a doctor's form to fill out. What we usually do is we have someone call you from a doctor. It's New York Best Medical is the company. It's a phone call. They call you up. They fill out the form over the phone, and like this, you don't have to take the form to the doctor.
Okay.
So I'm going to have someone call you. It's going to be a New York number coming up. So just look out for that, okay?
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much.
Okay, sure. No problem. Let me know. You can text me on my number. This is my number that I called you from. You could just save my name and text me the date and time that you scheduled the assessment for, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.